Waking you up weekday mornings from 7.
105 Breakfast with Neil and Linda. Cambridge
105. 8:30 past 8, Cambridge 105 on a Thursday morning. Neil and Linda with you through till 9. Now, we've been talking on the news about this Cambridge Refugee Action Group.
Yes, indeed. So they've been given a picture to auction, and this is actually quite exciting. Luckily, just been phoned by Donna Arderman, who's a Camcrag committee member and event organiser. Hi, Donna. Can you tell us about what's gone on here? This sounds really exciting.
It is. I have to admit, I'm terribly excited about it. And it's all a bit surreptitious and generous. So what happened was about a year ago, we did a fundraiser for Camcrag, which was a Bowie tribute night. And it was incredibly successful. And we raised a lot of money. We also had a fantastic time. And this year, we needed to do a fundraiser for Greece, where we're expanding our activities. And I thought, well, so many people have died in 2016. Maybe I'll do the same thing again, but a tribute night for all of those amazing artists who died. And so I just posted on my personal Facebook to my friends saying, well, I think I'm doing this. You know, what should I call it? And I took this poster off the internet that I'd seen over and over and over again on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook over the year, and I just posted it on my personal Facebook page. Mm-hmm. So I got lots of advice from my friends about putting together the event, but one of my friends came back and said, actually, I know the artist who did this poster. Would you like me to contact him and see if Camcrag can use the poster for the event? And I said, well, that's fantastic. So she contacted him, and not only did he say you can use the poster for the event, but stunningly, he said, actually, I'll give you the one and only signed copy of it, and you can auction it.
Wow.
And the proceeds will go for refugees. This man has never monetized this image, despite the fact that it's gone viral repeatedly. And it's just an incredible piece of cultural history. We're really, really quite honored to have it.
That is fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. So how much do you think you're likely to make from this, or have you just no idea?
I have no idea. When I looked this morning, having not really contacted anybody about it yet, it had already shot up to triple figures. Mm-hmm. So we've got 10 days to go. There's absolutely no telling. I do know that this image has been picked up by almost every major media source in the Western world.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You really don't know. It's a piece of cult history. It could go for lots. It could go for a little. All of it's going to freezing people who are literally dying.
Yes. Could you tell us more? Could you tell us more, Donna, about what you're actually doing out in Greece? What action you're taking?
Well, so Camcrag is an organization that does monthly or bi-monthly cycles of raising awareness, fundraising. We recruit volunteers. We take cash donations and we take physical donations, and that culminates in a convoy, typically to northern France, where we provide aid in terms of people, in terms of money and stuff, blankets, mm-hmm. and food, that sort of thing. We are continuing to work in northern France. The need hasn't gone away, even though many people will know that the jungle refugee camp was bulldozed, but there's still many, many, many people.
Yeah, we were over in Dunkirk last year. We saw it for ourselves. It was dreadful out there.
Yes.
Absolutely dreadful. And right on our doorstep.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the need hasn't gone away in northern France. We're continuing to work there, but also our reach is expanding. We can do more globally. In Europe, the need hasn't gone away at all. And so we think that we can do more. This particular fundraiser is to start building connections on the ground in Greece. We're going to send some volunteers out there. We're going to send some aid out there and do a bit. But the long-term plan is to start building on what we've been doing in northern France and expand our reach into Greece as well.
Yes, I can imagine with the closure of the camps, it's actually probably made things worse in some respects, because many of them wouldn't want to become French citizens. So I imagine there's a lot of people still hanging around out there trying to come to the UK, I guess.
Well, indeed, it has made it so much more difficult. I mean, some of the people who were shipped off in buses were sent to regional centres where they were greeted, they were welcomed, they were met with translation services and asylum information, and they were able to make an informed choice about what to do next, and that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But other people were shipped off to regional centres where they effectively put in an old gym and given a blanket and no information. And, you know, some of those people didn't hang around for a whole lot, really long time. And also there are people arriving all the time. So you've got people sleeping rough in Calais, you've got people sleeping rough in Paris. Conditions this winter have been abominable. And and for aid workers, the distribution system has become so much more difficult.
Yeah, amazing. Talk us actually through this auction. So how can people get involved? Is it an eBay auction? How's it working? How can people see it? How can they bid? And just talk us through that timeline again. You said you've still got a few days to go on it.
Well, we've got 10 days. It's just an eBay auction. So they can search, they can come to our CamCrag, they can do a Google search on CamCrag, C-A-M-C-R-A-G. CamCrag, that will give them a link to the eBay auction. It's just a normal auction. It's time to end at 11:30 the night of our event, so it should coincide with the finale of the event, and people who find that link can also find link to the event as well. We would love for people to come along. Subject to capacity, of course.
Excellent. Well, listen, thank you so much for getting on the phone nice and early for us. We're really, really pleased to have spoken to you. It's really great. It's a great event. Keep us posted on it. Let us know. Well, we'll keep our eye on eBay, and we'll watch those numbers go ticking up and ticking up. Let us know how it does.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for the call.
You're welcome. Thank you, Donna. Have a good day. Take care.
Take care. You too. Bye.
There we are. That's Donna from CamCrag. Good stuff.